In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning, and welcome to our churches of St. Catherick and St. Margaret on this, the 12th Sunday after Trinity. It is lovely to have you with us. Let us pray. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your Spirit draw us to that love, shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. As we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you raise the dead to life in the Spirit. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you bring pardon and peace to the sinner. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you give light to those who live in darkness. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia, to the triune majesty. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you are always more ready to hear than we to pray, and to give more than either we desire or deserve. Pour down upon us the abundance of your mercy, forgiving us those things of which our conscience is afraid, and giving us those good things which we are not worthy to ask, but through the merits and mediation of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. See, I have set before you today life and prosperity, death and adversity. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God that I am commanding you today, by loving the Lord your God, walking in his ways, and observing his commandments, decrees and ordinances, then you shall live and become numerous, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are entering to possess. But if your heart turns away, and you do not hear, but are led astray to bow down to other gods and serve them, I declare to you today that you shall perish. You shall not live long in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life, so that you and your descendants may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying him, and holding fast to him. For that means life to you and length of days, so that you may live in the land that the Lord swore to give to your ancestors, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response to Psalm 1. The Lord watches over the way of the righteous. The Lord watches over the way of the righteous. Happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the path that sinners tread, or sit in the seat of scoffers. But their delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law they meditate day and night. The Lord watches over the way of the righteous. They are like trees planted by streams of water, which yield their fruit in its season, and their leaves do not wither. In all that they do, they prosper. The wicked are not so. The Lord watches over the way of the righteous. They are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. The Lord watches over the way of the righteous. A reading from the book of Philemon. Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our dear friend and co-worker, to Aphia, our sister, to Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church in your house. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. When I remember you in my prayers, I always thank my God, because I hear of your love for all the saints and your faith towards the Lord Jesus. I pray that the sharing of your faith may become effective when you perceive all the good that we may do for Christ. I have indeed received much joy and encouragement from your love, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you, my brother. For this reason, though I am bold enough in Christ to command you to do your duty, yet I would rather appeal to you on the basis of love, and I, Paul, do this as an old man, and now also as a prisoner of Christ Jesus. I am appealing to you for my child, Onesimus, whose father I have become during my imprisonment. Formerly he was useless to you, but now he is indeed useful both to you and to me. I am sending him, that is, my own heart, back to you. I wanted to keep him with me, so that he might be of service to me in your place, during my imprisonment for the gospel. But I preferred to do nothing without your consent, in order that your good deed might be voluntary and not something forced. Perhaps this is the reason he was separated from you for a while, so that you might have him back forever, no longer as a slave, but as more than a slave, a beloved brother, especially to me, but how much more to you, both in the flesh and in the Lord. So if you consider me your partner, welcome him as you would welcome me. If he has wronged you in any way or owes you anything, charge that to my account. I, Paul, am writing this with my own hand. I will repay it. I say nothing about your owing me, even your own self will. Yes, brother, let me have this benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. Confident of your obedience, I am writing to you, knowing that you will do even more than I say. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to Saint Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Now large crowds were travelling with him, and he turned and said to them, "Whoever comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and even life itself, cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not first sit down and estimate the cost, to see whether he has enough to complete it. Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it will begin to ridicule him, saying, "This fellow began to build and was not able to finish." Or what king, going out to wage war against another king, will not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to oppose the one who comes against him with 20,000? If he cannot, then, while the other is still far away, he sends a delegation and asks for the terms of peace. So, therefore, none of you can become my disciple if you do not give up all your possessions. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. In today's Gospel reading from Luke, we notice that Jesus is asking us to consider loyalty and self-sacrifice in both our relationship with him and as part of our Christian witness. To the crowds which had gathered to hear Jesus speak, he used language which could be described as harsh, dramatic, perhaps even frightening to those who wanted to hear perhaps a message regarding forgiveness. What Jesus was doing by using this style of language was emphasizing the need for true commitment and dedication if you wanted to be a follower of him. We notice throughout the Gospels that whenever Jesus is speaking to his disciples, he uses strong and descriptive words as a way of making sure the disciples understood their vocation. To be a true and dedicated follower, Jesus had three expectations. First, you must hate your father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters. Secondly, whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. And finally, if you do not give up your possessions, you cannot be my disciple. These words sound harsh and frightening, but to have a clearer understanding, we need to put this verse into its original context. In first century Palestine, Jesus was probably speaking in Aramaic, and also in Jewish culture, the rabbis would use the word hate to indicate a lesser love. So what Jesus means is that no one should come between us and our faith. Nothing can ever be more important than carrying out the will of God. Jesus wants dedicated followers and sincere disciples who are willing to pay the price and willing to make sacrifices. Here in 2025, Christ asks the same question of us. Following Christ means that on times we will have to make painful choices and decisions about our lifestyle, attitudes and friendships. Jesus asks us to commit ourselves to him and to take all the risks, make the tough decisions, as in the end, this way of life will bring us greater joy than we can ever imagine. For Jesus, life is about more than safety and security. For Jesus, a life worth living is one which is not afraid of commitment and facing any consequences. We must not be afraid of the cross in whatever form it takes in our lives. Jesus has been there ahead of us to show us the way and is the perfect example if we have the courage to follow him. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the Church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world, for the leaders of the Church, among them Mary our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese and for our own ministry area. Refresh your Church with the power of the Holy Spirit. Open the hearts of all Christian people to proclaim the glory of your name. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the victims of the world, for the victims of violence and oppression, among them the people of the Ukraine, Gaza and Israel, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering from famine or drought. May the leaders of the nations be led by the Spirit of peace in their governing of all people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends and neighbours. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, kindness and gentleness, grow within each of us, that we might better care for one another and for our neighbours. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit, and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones, and we pray for the recently departed, and those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love, and also with you. Let us pray. God of compassion, in this Eucharist you have set aside our sins and given us your healing. Grant that we who are made whole in Christ may bring that healing to this broken world. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Before our blessing and final hymn, may I thank you for joining with us this morning. It has been lovely to have your company, and I hope that you will be able to join us again next week. The Lord be with you, and also with you. The peace of God, which is beyond all understanding, guard your hearts in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.